This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know it looked bad out there today, but I do need to start here with some context, a little bit of perspective on the equities news of the day, which for the day, again, was grim. Yes, but a single day's trading losses do not a trend make. That's important. And it gets us to what we really wanted to talk about today anyway, by way of a follow-up to our What Did the Stock Market Know and When Did It Know It story of yesterday. That is the dollar. Now, I'm not saying currency traders are more on the ball than the folks in equities, but look, if the shoe fits, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
If you have a sinking feeling right now, maybe you're the U.S. dollar. Currencies are like real-time report cards for a country.
First show when investors are either nervous about a country or positive about a country.
Win Thin is global head of emerging markets at Brown Brothers Harriman. He says the dollar has been sending warning signs for several weeks now. Now, why might that be?
There's been some chaos in Washington, and the dollar is reacting to that.
Patrick Newport is an economist with IHS Market. But specifically, why does drama at the White House affect the dollar? Because it suggests that the U.S. government is going to be distracted from big policy changes for a while.
Markets generally realize that this bump that they were going to get from the Trump administration, this extra burst in growth, that wasn't going to happen. And so things came back to earth.
In fact, right now, the U.S. dollar index, a measure of dollar strength, is right back down to where it was before the election. One reason why currency markets have been so quick to respond while stocks have not is because currency is highly dependent on interest rates. You want to put your money in the country with the higher returns.
There is just some questions as to how quickly the Federal Reserve will raise rates, and it's that reassessment by the markets that I think is weighing on the dollar for right now.
Nick Benenbrook is head of currency strategy for Wells Fargo Securities. He says the slower first quarter growth in the U.S. economy has made investors worry whether interest rates will rise as fast as they initially thought. The political drama in the Capitol has just made them worry. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.